Good morning and welcome to Impact 103 FM. If you've just tuned in, you'll know that on a Wednesday for the next 14 weeks, so it's going to be 15 weeks, so this is the second week of Tshwane Unplugged, we are going to be talking to various representatives in Tshwane. And it's great to have Councillor Leanne Diaga in this morning. Councillor Diaga is the chairperson for Local Geographical Names. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Wonderful to have you in here. I think your portfolio must be so interesting. I mean, who would have thought that there is such a portfolio in the city? Tell us about this portfolio that you hold.
Yes, it's a very interesting portfolio because when you just look at it and it says local geographic names, people immediately think it's street names. And street names are extremely important, especially when you have a lack of street names. And as we found in most of our informal townships, there are no street names. And for me, that is the reason I wanted to take on this challenge, is to ensure that at least during this term, the legacy that could be left behind was to ensure that residents could approach the city and approach toponymy, which guides street names, in order to get their names of their streets being given a name that is meaningful. Because under toponymy, they don't only just give a street name to a person or an individual. It's guided by so many different aspects. It's a whole science on its own.
Well, you talk about certain suburbs in the city of Pretoria that don't have street names. I'm sure a lot of thought goes into the history of that area, perhaps, and honouring people that perhaps came from that area. How does it work like that?
Exactly that. There is under toponymy, they've got a name bank, which is very interesting. From members of the public or the residents can write into the name bank and ask for names to be added, which could be used when there's a new development coming and they look into it. But they go into the meaning of a name, the origin of the name, and the language the name is in. So it could be, for instance, added to the name bank at every council meeting and every committee that I sit on, are such interesting different subject matters, not only names. It could be cultural attire, for instance. It could be professions that could be added to the name bank and are actually added to the name bank, also in various languages of South Africa.
That is phenomenal. How does one get in touch with the city and say they've got a name that they would love a street in the city of Tshwane to be named after? Is there an email address? Is there a WhatsApp number? How do people that live in this beautiful city, the capital of South Africa, get in touch with the city to check and see
if
that is possible?
Yes, they can email directly to toponymy. I'll spell it. It's toponymy at tshwane.gov.za. And when they ask for a name to be added, they should please just state why they would like a name to be added. For instance, if you've got an uncle, you know, it may be important to you, but it may not have importance to everybody and may not have the legacy that's important to the city. You know, so in this way, we can give hope to people that have been living in Block XX, especially Soshanguve. It always bothers me when I go there, and there are no names, you know. It gives dignity to people and to feel that they are part of the process in the city of giving a name to where they live.
Councillor Diaga, who is chairperson of Local Geographical Names, has also said that you, the listener on Impact Radio, can also send through questions on the WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. In the meantime, Councillor, what does your committee stand for? You've given us a bit of a background, but I'm sure there is one vision that the committee wants to achieve.
I've touched on it briefly as well, especially when it comes to naming of streets and places that do not have names. We hear a lot of people asking, can they rename? And there is a place for that as well. But the reason I wanted to be there and the reason that our committee exists as well is to provide street names for those places that have never had a street name. And, you know, even new buildings that are erected need a name that is meaningful and that is left for the legacy of the people. So our whole focus on trying to achieve that is to encourage residents and members of the public to submit their names so that we can see this happening. Because we can't just go and say, today we're going to change a street name in somewhere, or we're going to name a street. We need it to come from the public so that we can give back to them. And my committee will sit once the name has been provided to Toponymy. Toponymy has a whole research department that looks into every name and then agrees. We had a case like this on Friday, whether we're going to agree to a street name or not. And we will sit, first of all, we decide and we agree on all the new names that have been allocated and that the name bank has approved. We agree as a committee that that may be so. And any person that comes in, it will go to name bank and be brought to our committee for approval to go to council.
And when a city wants a certain street changed, is it a similar process? Is it a different kind of process?
It's exactly the same process.
Exactly the same. I'm sure they need to motivate why they want that change.
It always has to be motivated, and there has to be good reason as well, because it comes with a financial implication as well. My committee doesn't have a budget because it falls under a different department. So all of these issues have to be looked at very carefully before approval is given, because it influences changing name boards, signboards of streets, etc.
Councillor Diaga, when it comes to new developments, I mean, Pretoria is booming, it's growing, there's always new developments, street names no longer there. Sometimes I think of Menland Main, that used to be a whole block full of homes and different streets, and now those streets have now no longer existed because of buildings taking place, which means that those street names, do they go into the name bank and then it gets renamed somewhere else?
It always goes to the name bank, and they will always, especially with new developments, they look at each proposed new development. The software is incredible with this department. It slices it down into layers to see what is in the surrounding area. For instance, in certain areas, they look at the indigenous fauna and flora. For instance, in the Hazeldene, where one of the names is called Gijsbok, because of that is a name of an animal that was in the area. So they do look at not only people's names, but what would be relevant to that area.
Well, this is such an interesting topic that I'm speaking about with Councillor Leanne Diaga, who is the chairperson from Local Geographical Names. And I know that when you're riding through the streets of Pretoria, you see names the Waterkloof Glen area, there was an architect that built many houses in that area, and he asked for his kids for their names to be the street names.
Correct. I think in Cineville it's the same. Cineville was owned by the Cinevich family, and a lot of their street names are named after their family members. I'm not going to have my own personal view on whether that should be the case or not. But in any case, if there is a historical legacy to this or any meaningful meaning to a name, that will always be considered.
Councillor Diaga, names are so important. It can remind you of history. It can evoke very good memories of history. I mean, we think of Nelson Mandela Drive, and you just think of a great man, a great leader of South Africa. And we know even buildings like Tambo have been changed. Organizations such as Tambo, that used to be Jan Smuts. I'm sure that was also another reason for international people to know that there were great leaders in South Africa that made the changes that we see today.
Yes, correct. And I think we've got to keep up with especially South Africa's history, and we're a vibrant society, and people make an impact in society. For instance, part of Church Street and some of the streets were named after Sophie de Brain, who is still alive and who I personally happen to have the honour of knowing. And it's an honour that we can actually name streets in name of somebody while they are still living, as an honour.
Well, if you want to get a name in the name bank, you can send an email to the City of Tshwane. You can send me a WhatsApp on 071-364-0376, and I'll give you that email address. It's quite a long email address, and then you can maybe name a street in the the name bank. I see Michael's got a question over here. I'm just going to quickly look at what Michael has to say. Can you please explain why there is Hillcrest KZN and Hillcrest Pretoria? If you can give an example for that.
Okay, I'm not sure when a Hillcrest Pretoria was named, but I do believe it was quite a long time ago. And as from what I can think, it is actually, its origin is of British descent. For instance, I learned on Friday that Hazel Dean itself is actually not particular to South Africa, because Hazel Dean actually means a place where hazel trees grow. And so we are moving away from naming in that regard, because it's not South Africans. And I would assume that Hillcrest would then be the same. And also, you know, you don't have to have only one name of a place in one particular area. So you often find like Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis actually came from Egypt. So, you know, you get names of certain places that get carried over across countries and across cities.
Very interesting. It's so wonderful to have Councillor Leanne Yaga in the studio. Councillor, before I let you go, what is it about your job that you love the most? Because obviously your job is about serving the people of Tshwane, and I'm sure there must be a great reward in doing so.
Correct. When I decided to become a councillor, my mom actually said to me, "Are you mad?" And I said, "But this is one way I can serve the citizens in my own little way." You know, if you're on the streets, I am on the streets, as my colleagues will testify, because you can, it's difficult to find me. But if you're on the streets and you're serving the people, this is just another level to that, where we can provide dignity to people and hope again, that actually it's not just the city out there, that they actually can interact with the city and that their own voices can be heard. So it's very challenging, but at the same time, it's a huge blessing.
Well, that is Councillor Leanne Diaga. That is on this week's Tshwane Unplugged session. She is the chairperson for Local Geographical Names. Councillor, thank you so much for your time to be in studio today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
It is such a wonderful initiative by the city of Tshwane to get the people of the city to engage with them. Last week, we had Councillor Dr. Makwarela, who is the Speaker of Council. And this morning, we had Councillor Leanne Diaga, who is the Chairperson of Local Geographical Names. I hope you learned something about that. I sure did. And there's going to be many great speakers on this other side of the mic that are going to be talking to us over the next 15 weeks. So we got another 13 weeks to go, with the last two that have already taken place. And I hope you've been encouraged. May this be a beacon of encouragement for you to know that there are God-fearing people in the city of Tshwane that are serving the people of the city. And may you pray for them if you feel that there's something, that there is a need in your community. Pray that your councillors and your ward representatives also are aware of it, and also make the changes that are needed.